Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 68 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 35 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. The Kansas legislature rebounded from a dizzying defeat of a tax bill endorsed by Governor Laura Kelly and Republican leadership by voting early Saturday for a three-year, $1.57 billion alternative that negotiators promised would deliver a state tax reduction to every Kansan. The standard deduction on state income taxes in the new bill would be elevated by 3% from $3,500 to $3,605 for single filing status and would change from $8,000 to $8,240 for married filing status. The Kansas Lottery says that someone in northeast Kansas bought a winning $150,000 lottery ticket in the first week of April. The ticket was sold in the northeast Kansas region. This isn't the only ticket waiting to be claimed. The $20,000 Mega Millions and the $50,000 Powerball were also drawn and not yet claimed. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball, and new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply, and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
One person has died and multiple people were injured, including a sheriff's deputy, following a crash early yesterday morning in Montgomery County. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the deadly crash took place 3.5 miles west of Independence. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that two vehicles were heading west on U.S. 160 when a truck that was heading east crossed over the center line and struck a sheriff's deputy's vehicle head-on. The driver of the first truck, identified as 18-year-old Cassin Dollar of Liberty, died at the scene. The sheriff's deputy, 26-year-old Justin Ward, was flown by helicopter to an Oklahoma hospital with serious injuries. Kansas Governor Kelly has declared a state of emergency due to the multiple blazes in Kansas. A big fire in Riley County caused evacuations. Fires also popped up in Rawlins, Hodgman, Pottawatomie, Marshall, and a blaze south of Blue Rapids. In Barton County, static electricity is to blame for the three oil gun barrels catching fire Saturday afternoon. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. State senators are in the midst of a debate over LB 575, known as the Sports and Spaces Act. The bill aims to restrict transgender youth from accessing preferred bathrooms, require gender-specific sports in schools, and compel trans student athletes to compete according to their birth-assigned gender. The process has become difficult, and here's what Speaker John Arch had to say about adding bills to bills through the amendment process.
Just the processing of those bills and amendments amendments could likely take up the time we have remaining. The time for adding bills to bills is over. I know some of the amendments being offered today will be doing just that, but I ask you to work with me to ensure we can address all the bills we have worked so hard on earlier in this session, and please show some restraint.
State Senators Carol Blood and Kathleen Kauth sponsored the bill in order to speak more about the topic becoming a concern for all of Nebraskans. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As of Sunday evening, residents evacuated south of the Marshall County line in northwest Pottawatomie County were cleared to return home after wind subsided after preventive evacuation earlier Sunday afternoon due to wildfires. Notice was issued around 2 p.m. for residents in the Olsburg area, specifically north of Highway 16, west of Shannon Creek Road, and north to the Marshall County line, as rapid movement of the fire burning since Friday continued spreading west-east. Tankers were dropping water on the west side of the riverbed east of Randolph, cooling hot spots to allow ground resources. Raleigh County and Kansas Wildlife and Parks remain engaged on the Axleton Road fire, estimated at 50% control as of Sunday evening, with no injuries reported as yet and no structures or livestock lost. A large fire burning in Marshall County south of Blue Rapids was on both sides of the riverbed. As of Sunday afternoon, the fire was holding south of Highway 9, with Kansas National Guard Blackhawks assisting with suppression of the blaze as winds allow. Temporary flight restrictions in place from approximately Randolph to Blue Rapids along the River Channel. Fixed-wing aircraft refilling at the Manhattan Airport. Those in the path of these fires are urged to remain alert. Crews will continue to work Monday on controlling hot spots. Firefighters battled gusty winds this weekend. Saturday's grass fires burned out of control. Several Marshall and Washington County rural departments joined Raleigh and Pottawatomie County units containing the Axleton Hill Road fire, which spread late Friday from Pottawatomie to Raleigh near the Marshall County line north of Fancy and Tuttle Creek Lakes toward the Irvingtown site. The U.S. 77 was closed for a time due to intense smoke Saturday afternoon. A couple of rural homes were evacuated, others on evacuation notice. Kansas Forestry Service, including air support, worked the rapidly spreading fire Saturday afternoon. Other fires reported near Blue Rapids and other north of Marysville. Rains and higher humidity did slow the progress some early Saturday evening, but gusty conditions required continued awareness. Gusty winds Saturday also resulted in power outages for some residents, including over 2,000 Norris Public Power customers in southeast Nebraska, with over 500 in Gage County alone. Marshall County Public Works announcing that Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville for a bridge replacement. Construction expected for 2 months. Commissioners at last week's meeting approved a new motor grader purchase for a balance of $252,000 after trade-in. Washington County Commissioner reporting a lot of feedback regarding the intangible question, which is being researched and has not been decided. Road and Bridge updated commissioners on the recent township meeting. There will be a grant for the Greenleaf Road to put lines and signs on that road. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting last week to discuss negotiations with the State Department of Transportation concerning V Road and the Shoe Fly along Highway 36 near B Road. 2023 year-end transfers were approved, $3,000 each from the diversion and general funds, $5,000 from Knox's Weed, and $20,000 each from the election and solid waste funds be transferred to capital outlay. and $200,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund. A motion to approve moving forward with a housing market analysis from Wichita State University was approved on a 2-1 vote, with Jason Cook voting no. National Weather Service Severe Storm Spotter Training will be Tuesday evening in Seneca at the Nemahal County Community Building. It is free and open to the public beginning at 7 p.m. Victor K. Jones, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery east of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Vic Jones. M. Christine Chris Fite, age 64, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Graveside service is planned Saturday, April 20th at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with family greeting friends Saturday, April 20th from 11 until noon at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Chris Fite.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s, and partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then staying clear and breezy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 5 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Sunny and warmer into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. And mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Still warmer into Saturday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. And still staying mostly sunny into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature early April, 64, record high on this date, 91. The average low, 39, the record low, 14. Sunset this evening, 7:58, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m. Around a quarter inch across the region Saturday afternoon, with showers and thunderstorms across the region.
The sky watching event of the year occurs today. It's all about the total eclipse of the sun on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 8th, the 99th day of the year. Actresses Robin Wright and Patricia Arquette were both born on this day. A good portion of the U.S. will get to see the total eclipse of the sun today, with over 32 million people living on the path of totality. The Earth, Moon, and Sun will be in perfect alignment along a 100-mile-wide path that crosses northward out of Mexico to Texas before curving eastward to pass over Cleveland, Buffalo, Plattsburgh, and Burlington. Then the moon's shadow heads across northern New Hampshire and Maine. This could be the most watched total solar eclipse in history. It will be exciting to be a part of it. The next total solar eclipse that can be seen from the contiguous United States will be August 23rd, 2044. Read more about the eclipse online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's down to the championship for the Division I NCAA basketball tournament for 2024. His number one UConn is set to square up against number one Purdue tonight. UConn topped Alabama in the Final Four with an 86-72 win, as Purdue dominated North Carolina State with a 63-50 victory in the Final Four. UConn topped the Big East with their season so far, sitting 36-3 for their overall record going into that championship game, as Purdue ended up dominating the Big Ten Conference with a 34-4 record. Tip-off today for that championship final round is today at 7:30. In Kansas City Royals baseball today, they are off as they're set for another three-game series against the Houston Astros, with first pitch tomorrow at 6:40. They're wrapping up their four-game series against the Chicago White Sox that finished yesterday. Both series were at home at Kauffman Stadium for the Royals before they head back on the road to take the New York Mets on Friday next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Tuffy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Even though the season is over for the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team, their trades are ongoing right now, and it's a big pickup for Jerome Tang and the Wildcats for the upcoming 24-25 basketball season, as Michigan guard Doug McDaniel will be joining K-State's men's basketball for the upcoming season after the announcement on Wednesday from his social media account. KSNT News reports McDaniel just finished up their sophomore season year with the Wolverines and has been a two-year starter with the team, scoring more than 16.3 points on average per game for the previous season. McDaniel is coming in as a 5'11" point guard who is, quote, known for his playmaking abilities and being a defensive disruptor. In other news, looking further into the year of 2024, the Kansas Jayhawk football team has announced their homecoming game for the upcoming fall football season will take place on October 19th when they host Houston for the 112th homecoming game at Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run for Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Join a stable, diversified company manufacturing essential products, trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts. Landall in Marysville is hiring welders, painters, assemblers, material handler for PDC, and a warranty coordinator. Excellent wages, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes a comprehensive medical insurance plan, company-paid life, short-term, long-term disability, profit-sharing, paid time off, holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and much more. Apply online today at Landall.com. Equal opportunity employer, vets and disability, welcome.
RX Drugstore in Marysville is ready to meet your prescription needs with prompt and convenient service. Refills are easy. Order by phone, on the web, or through their mobile app. Can't make it in to pick up your prescription? No problem. Free in-town delivery is offered in Marysville, Frankfort, and Beatty. Your local Health Mart pharmacy provides prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services for all your healthcare needs. Thank you for choosing RX Drugstore as your pharmacy. Stop in and visit them today.
Frogs are important members of our ecosystem. They help manage insect pests that attack our gardens, support medical research, and indicate the quality of our environment. Take some time this month to find ways to support the frogs in your community. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Frogs are sensitive to changes in the environment. Being careful about how we manage our landscapes and trash can help our frog populations. Keep trash and chemicals out of our waterways. Contaminated water entering the storm sewers often makes its way through forests and grasslands and eventually wetlands. These are all prime frog habitats. Do, however, leave rocks, leaf litter, and logs near the edge of ponds. Plant grasses and other non-invasive plants along the shoreline. All of this provides shelter for the frogs. Reduce or eliminate chemical use in the landscape, and don't flush medicines down the toilet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
This church can hold about 50 people, maybe a few more if everybody squeezes tight for a wedding. And people have been coming to sit in these box-style pews for well over three centuries. It's a church with a story unique to our nation, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Old Trinity Church was established around 1675, and it holds an important distinction today.
This is the oldest church still used for regular worship in the United States of America. That is our claim. There are older churches. The Spanish Mission Trail has a number of churches from the 1500s, but this one has the distinction of being the oldest that's still used for regular worship with an active congregation every Sunday.
Today, a part of the Episcopal Church, local priest Dan Dunlap says a renovation in the 1950s restored the small church to the way it may have appeared around the year 1720. The old box-style pews are still in service to a loyal congregation.
We feel packed out at around 50. However, early records show that it was designed to seat 100 souls.
Dan says people were smaller a few centuries ago and perhaps sat closer to keep warm in the winter. A beautiful old cemetery, as old as the church, surrounds the structure.
We have about 2,000 graves here and counting. We don't know where all of them are. Some of them may actually be in the creek now because the shoreline has shifted over the years.
Veterans of every war in American history are buried here. This is a picturesque place along the water, a place to view history, nature, and come to worship.
We welcome people on our campus from dawn to dusk. It's a great place to walk, to exercise, to observe nature. If you call ahead, we can have the church open for you.
This is truly a place you need to see. The oldest church still holding Sunday services, just as it has been doing here along the shoreline for over 350 years. Traveling the countryside in Wolford, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
A heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Invest a lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score, delayed rebreeding, or a smaller calf. Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You'll need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement, depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth, even if turned out onto lush pastures.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay, and if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease such as scours. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Family Fair appreciates the Beatrice firefighters, police officers, and emergency medical service workers for the great job they do in the community. Knowing they are a phone call away gives us all peace of mind. Thank you for your dedication. From your friends at Family Fair in Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings.
Two agribusiness companies strategically partner to advance adoption of conservation practices. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Taranis is a company that does crop intelligence using AI. StewardLink assists farmers in participating in government-sponsored conservation programs. The two are now working together to boost that participation. Nick Thomas is a former USDA employee and now founder and president of StewardLink in Winona, Mississippi.
people have a little bit of, hesitation in dealing with the government in general. They're worried that USDA is going to somehow have control over their land, or, you know, if I take this money from this conservation program, they'll end up wanting it back later, or they're going to get into my business, and I just don't want to deal with that.
Thompson says StewardLink helps farmers navigate the conservation program process.
Understanding what a farmer does is so important. What he wants to do, what his goals for his operation are from a conservation standpoint. You know, that's half of it. The other half is understanding how USDA operates in that state and what's available in that state. And just making all that match up to maximize the potential for that farmer is the key.
Thomas says just as farmers get accounting help for their taxes, StewardLink provides the same type of expertise with respect to conservation programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be an auction including woodworking tools, collectibles, trucks, mower, and an ATV for the Dick Ticket Office date Saturday, April 13th, sale at 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Tools to include a lathe, tabletop planer, drum sander, router table, table saw, band saw, miter saw, lots of walnut chunks, two pallets of assorted hardwood, 4x8-foot utility trailer with ramp, aluminum ATV ramps, pickup toolbox. Collectibles include over 50 handmade wood bowls, cups, and other items, 3-gallon Red Wing crock, two trunks, furniture to include 4 3-piece full-size bedroom sets, including chest of drawers, 3 oversized Lazy Boy recliners, 19-cubic-foot refrigerator, older washer and dryer, a chest freezer. Selling at noon, a 2019 Ford F-150, four-wheel drive, four-door pickup, fifth-wheel hitch, original owner, 56,000 miles, a 95 Ford F-150 four-wheel drive, 145,000 miles, 2007 Yamaha 660 4x4 ATV with winch, and a 2021 42-inch 22-horse John Deere riding mower. This state auction for Dick Ticketoff, Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. at 401 Hamilton in Beatty. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
As you gear up for another planting season, is your equipment as efficient as it can be? Have Cottage Hill Ag Supply of Waterville improve your planter seed spacing and singulation with depth control abilities this spring. Call Darren at 785-363-6101 to find out how precision planting can make the most of your acreage or schedule planter maintenance or improvements. Success at harvest starts with timely planting in the spring, so contact Cottage Hill Ag Supply at 363-6101 and have your planter ready before it needs to be in the field.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Monday, now April 8th of 2024, as we will shift our focus away from the ag news sector and take a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, as we inch closer to planting season, the soil temperature directly affects plant growth. Most soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, also influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we will do is we will break down the Sunflower State into thirds, a western, central, and eastern third, take a look at a couple of different locations in each one of those thirds, and give you the latest of the 4-inch soil temperature at that area. We'll start up in the northwest corner of the state, primarily one of the cooler areas, and we'll look in Liddell first, currently 47 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Right along the western border in Tribune, currently 51 degrees, which is also a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 55 degrees. And now looking in one of the warmer regions of the state in southwest Kansas, in Stanton, currently 55 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Now across the central third of the state. We'll look up in Belleville, currently 45 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature depth compared to their 7-day average of 46 degrees, so pretty on par there. Looking in the central portions of the state, in McPherson, currently 52 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And down here in South Central, again, one of the more primary warm regions of the state, in Harper, 54 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Now into the eastern third now, we'll look down in southeastern in Parsons, as currently 52 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 53 degrees Fahrenheit. In Miami, across the eastern border near Missouri, currently 52 degrees compared to their 7-day average, right on par there of 53 degrees Fahrenheit. And up in the northeastern corner of the state, again, one of the cooler areas in Corning, rather, currently 47 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees Fahrenheit.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Highway 77, Newkirk.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. On
agriculture. Our country was built on it, our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A heifer that gives birth for the first time needs a little extra TLC. She's still growing herself, so be sure her nutrition is sound. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
You invest a lot in a heifer with the hope that she will produce quality calves every year. Heifers are only about 80% of their mature weight when they have their first calf, so they're still growing themselves. They need special attention to prevent a lowered body condition score. Philip Lancaster is a research assistant professor with the Beef Cattle Institute at Kansas State University. He says a first calf heifer is the hardest animal to get rebred, so it's important to keep her in good body condition to weather the stressors.
You need to keep her separate from the main herd so that you can feed those first calf heifers differently, because they're probably going to need some additional supplement depending on when you're calving, of course. But let's say we're spring calving. She's going to need some additional supplement compared to the cow herd to make sure she stays in good body condition between calving and breeding.
The heifer will need good nutrition with higher protein and higher energy after giving birth.
In a cow-calf operation, we typically use the term TDN, or total digestible nutrients, to refer to our measurement of energy of a feedstuff. And so if we have the opportunity, we may want to give those heifers some higher quality hay. And if not, then giving them some additional supplement. If we're using a range cube, may they get, you know, an additional pound or two per head per day.
Be sure to keep a close eye on the calves. First calf heifers don't produce as high of quality of colostrum, which can leave the calves vulnerable to disease. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about caring for first calf heifers at agriculture.com.
Manhattan Trees Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Herford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, Black White Face, and Red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. We'll have 60 black cows. They'll be 3 years to older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation Black Angus and Red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sips, back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, still a mostly mixed day pretty much all across the board in both the grains and the livestock. We'll start in the cattle markets as April live cattle now up 57 at 178.82. June's up 72 cents, trading at 172.77. Mixed to mostly lower in the feeder cattle markets. The April contract is up 92 cents to 238.62. However, triple-digit losses beyond that, including May down $1.25 at 236.87. Mixed in the hogs this morning as well, heading into the latter portions of the day. April lean hogs up 45 to 89.77, though May's down 12 at 97.42. Mixed to slightly higher in the grains today. The oilseed starting to see some two-sided trade, but both corn and wheat still higher. May corn's up 1.25 at 435.5. July's up 0.75 cent to 447.5. All three Chicago spring Kansas City wheat with some slight gains today. May Kansas City wheat now up 5.75 to 5.88. July's up to 5.86 1/4. That's up 6.75 cents. The low spot is the oats. Once again, another consecutive day lower. May trading down 1.5 at 329.75. Mixed two-sided trade in the soybeans here during midday sees May soybeans tick down 1.75 down to 11.83 1/4. July's also down a penny at 11.95 3/4. The meal still with some strength. May soy meal up 310 to 336.20. However, sharp decline for the soy oil markets. The May contract down 99 points at 47.90. Cotton still mostly higher. May cotton up 29 at 86.56. A look into the energy market sees crude oil down 94 cents. Barrel trading at $85.97, unleaded gas down 4 cents a gallon to $2.74, heating oil down a nickel at $2.72, and natural gas up 6 at $1.84. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here, we see little change, but for what's there, slight gains today. The Dow Jones currently up 34 at 38,938. The S&P now up 5 at 5,210, and the NASDAQ up 18 at 16,268. And the dollar index still down 13 points for the month of June, down to 103.94.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Stripe rust, one of the most harmful diseases to wheat caused by fungi, looks to become a major issue for Kansas growers in 2024. K-State Extension wheat disease specialist Eric DeWolf explains how weather circumstances in other parts of the country forecast stripe rust emergence in states like Kansas.
The stripe rust and leaf rust, kind of its cousin here, right? Very similar fungi. They don't survive the winter very well in Kansas and states to our north. But they do survive in the warmer climates, warmer environments of Texas and parts of Mexico. So we often will focus on the environment and in those potential overwintering locations because it preconditions or primes the entire system, the cropping system within the Great Plains region, as to whether or how vulnerable it will be to the development of the disease. So ultimately, we're looking for moisture patterns, for temperatures that are conducive for the overwintering in these source regions like Texas. And those often provide some of our early warnings or first indicators that we could be headed for trouble.
He relays experts' early predictions on the presence of stripe rust in this year's wheat crop.
There's a lot of the growing season yet to occur yet, but many of the indicators, these early indicators, are suggesting that the weather was indeed conducive for the development or the establishment of stripe rust in Texas and the continued development of the disease as we transition into our key growing season for wheat.
DeWolf discusses the actions producers can take for controlling stripe rust.
We need to be encouraging our growers to be doing a couple different things now. One would be to scout your wheat, right, as we transition to these from the tillering to the jointing and ultimately flag leaf emergence and heading stages of growth. We're going to want to ramp up our own scouting and monitoring activities for stripe rust and leaf rust and a whole host of other leaf diseases. Other pieces of information that will ultimately help them decide whether they need to take action or not would be to evaluate the genetic vulnerability of their wheat to stripe rust or to leaf rust or any of these diseases that might be causing problems. So if we have a favorable environment, we know we're seeing the disease, and we know that there's good yield potential of that crop, then we might consider applying a fungicide to help protect or maintain the yield and productivity of that crop.
That was K-State Extension wheat disease specialist Eric DeWolf on the prevalence of stripe rust in the upcoming growing season. Learn more in the March 21st issue of the K-State Agronomy e-update. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Biden administration has unveiled a new plan to tackle student loans. For borrowers who earn $120,000 or less, or married couples making under $250,000, any balance owed beyond the principal amount of the loan is eligible for forgiveness. Those who've been repaying undergraduate loans for more than 20 years could have their entire loan forgiven. Israel's withdrawal of some troops from southern Gaza over the weekend is having an impact on oil futures. The West Texas Intermediate contract for May fell to just over $86 a barrel. The Brent crude contract for June is also down, sitting at just over $90. Tesla shares are up following CEO Elon Musk's announcement that the company is planning to unveil a robo-taxi this summer. It follows delivery figures for the first quarter that fell short of analyst expectations. Stocks are in positive territory headed into the midday. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Now 70 now, $15 in here, 70 now.
Home Send Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, hey, hey. Hiya,
a professional. You can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a pair of 2500 HD with the Z71 package, a 24 Chevy Silverado Suburban with the luxury package, and they have the all-new 2024 Chevy Malibu and Traverse in stock and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.